Just a quick note before we get started that this is part of our Blast from the Past series, where we celebrate one of the incredible women in tech from our archive. And if you're a new listener or you're just looking to be inspired, dig into the back catalog. There are literally hundreds of stories to choose from. Enjoy the episode.
It was sort of getting out of my comfort zone, because before that I was quite the, you know, behind the computer type analyst who goes crunching the numbers.
Right.
And there's somebody else who's like the front runner.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
This episode is powered by the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. And you get to meet really amazing people here. And not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the Manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and Ecosystem Facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, empowering and celebrating women in tech around the world. We are in Skopje, Macedonia right now, and I am here with South Central Ventures, not the South Central in Los Angeles, an incredibly robust, amazing, innovative South Central here in Skopje. Welcome.
Hi, happy to be here.
So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I'm Ivana, and I'm an investment manager for South Central Ventures. I've been with the fund for since its inception 3 years ago. I more or less helped manage set up the operation in Skopje, and I run the office here, and I'm responsible for Macedonia, Albania, and Kosovo, and a bit of Bosnia. It's a bit of a logistical thing, so we try to spend more time, as much time as we can, in these countries. What to say about myself? I kind of ended up here very randomly. I worked as a management consultant for 8.5, almost 9 years before that, and in that time, I had a lot of experience. It was sort of a diverse environment, and I really liked it. And in the past, the last 2 years of working there, we kind of started trying to get companies access to capital. So we started working on the sell side. In that process, I basically learned the entire thing, in a way, preparing them and attracting investors. So when this opportunity knocked on the door, it was it usually goes that way. I know a friend who knows a friend who knows a friend, and they thought of me that I would be good for this opportunity. So I just had, okay, maybe it's time to just change hats and see what it feels like on the other side.
And when did your journey start? Were you interested in technology and in business like growing up?
Well, that's really a funny story, because I graduated from the economic faculty here in Skopje, I was a finance major, but when I started, I really didn't like that. So I did a bunch of other things during my studies. One big thing was I was part of this student-run organization, ISEC. I don't know if you've heard it. It's quite big in Europe.
Yeah.
So at that point, I really thought that I was going to pursue a career in, I don't know, maybe project management or even human resources and all these other softer areas. And finance was not really something that I really wanted to do. So by the time I was nearing graduation, I was looking for something which was like
sort of not the regular way that my peers used to go. I mean, most of my friends started working for banks or corporations. I was totally aware that the corporate sector thing was not my scene. So I was trying to find something, anything different. And this internship at the consulting company, I didn't really even know what consulting meant at that time. I was like, okay, there are two founders and I will be their first employee. I'll do that. So yeah, it was an interesting journey because I, and this was my first sort of experience in the whole entrepreneurship scene because, as I said, it was just the two of them, the two partners, and I was there from day one and I stayed for over 8 years, which was, I know, crazy from this perspective, but the environment was so different and dynamic that I really didn't need anything else. And it didn't require specializing in any areas. It didn't involve a lot of tech, though. I mean, I got my first computer when I was at the university, so I was a low-tech
right
person. And I didn't know much about the space. I mean, probably just like any other random person. Not a lot until I actually got into the fund. But that opened up a whole lot of... that was a whole new field to explore. And as one of my like core drivers in life is the will and the learning drive. So it was like, okay, I'm definitely going to get into this. And then the first year it was a bit hard because I didn't know anything. I mean, and everything has a special abbreviation and yeah, shortcut in this space. I actually had an Excel spreadsheet where I was keeping notes of everything that I was learning in the process. But 3 years in, I think I have a... I'm still not a techie, but I know a lot about technology now, and I can even talk to IT people and understand where they're coming from. So I don't know the language, but I understand sort of the philosophy in a way.
And what would you say is one huge obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Obstacle. Yeah, we have those here a lot. It's sort of, I think it's sort of a normal thing because, or normal thing for us to have hurdles all the time and to have to jump through hoops about the regular things. So it's like when you go outside and you see that the system actually works and you're like, okay, this is not a challenge. But like on a personal level, I don't know, maybe the leap that I had to take when I jumped into this line of work. It's like I thought it would be easier because you're on the side of the where you actually have the funds and everybody wants to approach you.
Right.
But it really isn't all that easy to find the right type of people and companies to actually give them the funds. So I think the switch was quite a challenge. I mean, the first year of setting the whole thing up here and getting into the community, it was sort of getting out of my comfort zone because before that I was quite the, you know, behind the computer type analyst who goes crunching the numbers,
right,
and there's somebody else who's like the front runner and is the person who you associate either the brand or whatever the business is doing. So I do the background work or the back end.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden I had to be sort of in the limelight and everybody was looking at me and waiting for me to say something. So I had to just like step out of the shadows and take on this role, which was, I don't consider myself as like naturally extroverted, and so I had to like learn the whole thing and ease into it.
What do you look for in entrepreneurs and companies?
Well, because we invest in quite early stages, so the main thing is that we see that the team has the potential to execute. So it's usually a combination of people with with tech skills on one hand so that they are able to develop or have been proven to be able to develop what they want to deliver to the market. But on the other side, it has to be a combo of somebody who's also who knows the market and who knows how to sell and the business development side. So the team is the most crucial element of it all. So the technology itself, it doesn't have to be like something that the market has not seen yet, but if they can they can prove that there is a sustainable competitive advantage and that they can reach the clients and they can the clients basically love the product and are willing to pay for it, then it's a winning combination.
And what would you say is your favorite tech tool, app, website?
Okay, this is gonna take a while. what I'm using on a daily basis is Evernote.
I love Evernote.
So it helps a lot with organizing everything because we have the meetings and the events, and I can. So probably this would be the one thing that's.
Evernote is, it lives on your phone, it lives on your desktop, it lives wherever you need it to live, and you just, it's literally every note, it's every note you could possibly add to it. And what does a day in your life look like?
A day in my life? I still do have to spend a lot of time behind the computer, which is, I think for me, it's sort of the resting period where I just when I work on a certain project and I need to prepare a proposal, so there's also a lot of research, which is something very, very soothing for me. A regular day, well, we have a couple of meetings for sure with potential companies or startups or anybody who wants to get more information or is even in fundraising process.
Right.
And here and there, there's usually some after-work events where we participate either as mentors or in trainings or like the one we had yesterday, like the Global Entrepreneurship Week thing where we either go on panels or and try to be more out there and in the community to just let them know we're here and that we can help in the process.
And if there's one piece of advice or something like the best thing that you've learned in your professional journey, what has been that inspiring advice moment?
I would go back definitely to this core value of continuous learning thing, because you cannot know everything, so just being open and sharing what you're working on with other people and getting their feedback, it's like probably the most like valuable thing. And being open to constantly question whatever it is that you're at, so that you can grow further.
Is this the first podcast you've been on?
Yeah, I think so.
That's so crazy. Where can people connect with you online?
Preferably LinkedIn. And if it's work related, but I'm also on Facebook and I don't use any other social media.
And can you spell your name for everybody for LinkedIn?
IVNASTANKOVIC.
And where can they find out more about South Central Ventures?
Well, they can go to the webpage, sc-ventures.com. Or we also have a Facebook page, which is something that we use to spread the news. And I think we're also on LinkedIn as well.
Well, I'm happy to have had you on the Women in Tech podcast. It's been incredible. If you want to connect with more extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. It takes you straight to the Facebook group. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. I'm Ivana Stankovic. I'm an investment manager at South Central Ventures. I'm based in Skopje, Macedonia. You can get more information about our work on sc-ventures.com. You're listening to Women in Tech.
It would not be possible to celebrate all these women in tech who have been extraordinary here in the Balkan region without the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program. And I'd like to welcome Nina to talk a little bit about what Swiss EP is. Thank you so much for powering the Women in Tech podcast.
We are helping enhancing the startup ecosystems in 6 different countries, 4 of which are based in the Balkans. We are working in emerging markets and supporting young entrepreneurs, but also the supporting organizations like Incubator Accelerator. We started a program called Entrepreneurs in Residence, which means that experts can come and work with our startup founders here and startup teams and supporting organizations. We cover accommodation and travel expenses, and you get to meet really amazing people here, and not just that you share your know-how, you also get to learn a lot from these people here. My name is Nina Nikolic, and I am the manager of Entrepreneurs in Residence and ecosystem facilitator for the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program here in Macedonia.
To find out more about the Swiss Entrepreneurship Program, go to entrepreneur-in-residence.net. That's entrepreneur-in-residence.net.